Folks, welcome back to this part two of the 2 Minute Drills on homelessness and the unhoused. First part, we outlined the challenge that we have here in the greater Wausau region. And in order for us to fully understand what, before we can plan and execute, we first must understand. And so I told you we were going to reach out to professionals and people who love this community and love to help human beings. I'm with Craig Vincent this morning from Bridge Street Mission. And you want to talk about somebody who's trying to change the world and is actually changing the world in Wausau? It's this man. And so, Craig, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your organization?
Sure. Well, I'm Craig Vincent. I'm the executive director at Bridge Street Mission. And I've been here, I'm new to Wausau, just a little bit over 3 years. And the mission itself, Bridge Street Mission, is really doing two basic things. We have an outreach center that serves as a daytime drop-in and a meal service for the unhoused community. And at that outreach center, we are consistently seeing between 300 and 400 people each year that identify themselves in some kind of housing crisis. Nationally, the trend is, if you don't address that, that doubles every 5 years. So Wausau definitely has a challenge. In addition to that, Bridge Street Mission, though, as well as meeting those practical needs of feeding and a safe place to be during the day, we also have a comprehensive recovery program. And right now we can occupy 36 men. And the goal there is to meet them in crisis and then move them toward success, and that's a very much a program shelter, 24/7 program shelter, where we move them from the point of need back to where they can function in society.
Terrific. You got a lot of partners in that space, then I imagine, with the supportive services that you try to wrap around the homeless?
Yes. So especially with our vocational tracks, we have good collaborations going with Goodwill and Northern Valley Industries, and we have lots of dialogue and interaction with both Good Shepherd Shelter, with Catholic Charities, and with the police department's liaison, Tracy Rieger.
Right, and so that's a, and there's, I'm sure there's more opportunity as we as a community start to wrap our arms around this challenge. I watched that video that you brought that gentleman in. What was his name again?
Yeah, so Dr. Robert Marbit has served under a number of presidential administrations in the issue of homelessness. And since he's left the political field, he's been a consultant through to many mayors throughout the city, much larger cities. And we were very thrilled that he was willing to come to Little Wausau to tour, and then did a community forum for us to help us really understand maybe what are the best strategies for approaching this issue.
Yeah, I've watched the video. It is an hour and 40 minutes. And folks, we are going to share the link with you in this conclusion of this 2 minute drill. It is lengthy, but I'll tell you what, the understanding that he brings to the national, but then to, like you said, the town, the city of Wausau, it's a must watch. You'll be better informed when you watch this video. Hour 40 minutes, yes, but very informative, and I would encourage that. So that'll be at the conclusion of this video. So you told us about what you do, and why don't you introduce what you're doing here in this facility today?
Okay. Well, Bridge Street Mission was fortunate enough to acquire the former Piper Plaza, and that is going to enable us to do three things. One, it's going to enable us to improve our recovery programming for men. In a purpose-built facility, it's going to allow us to expand our day center and meal service. And actually, that's going to be expanding the capacity from 48 chairs that we have now to 120 chairs. And then probably most importantly, we're going to be able to add recovery and reentry programming for women, which is a very, very big need in our community.
So I hear, critically, Chief Matt Barnes talked about that last week at the City Finance committee meeting about the threat to unhoused women and how they're being treated. And so you're addressing a critically important area for our community.
Yes, yeah. Our statistics show that our first couple of years here, it was like 25% of those who came to our outreach center were women. But last year, that bumped up to 34%. So it is a growing problem in our community. And we are hoping to address that.
Right. There's a lot of questions in the community as to, you have enough supportive services, or you have supportive services, but how do you, you know, how do you effectively, through a loving way, like we do with our children, and when we're raising them up, we make sure that they have the support and loving, but there's also accountability and responsibility too, that the expectations. Is there a place, Craig, for to help people to understand that they need to move, they should move down this pathway, but yes, there's accountability at the end of it too.
Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, you have to start with loving, compassion, and care and meeting practical needs. You know, if you don't do that, then you have no credibility in a person's life. And plus, these are practical needs that need to be met. And we're able to do that through our outreach center. But it's not enough just to meet those needs. The goal of meeting those needs should be to engage those individuals in some kind of recovery programming where you can move them then from their point of need back to where they're successful in society. And that's what rescue missions do throughout the country, and that's what we're hoping to do here on a grander level here in Wausau.
Yeah, you're filling a big gap in our community. Absolutely. Yeah. Good.